Police in Salt Lake City are trying to reconstruct the last 9 months of Elizabeth Smart's life. The 15-year-old was found alive yesterday after she was kidnapped last June from her bedroom. The man and woman with Smart have been arrested, and the teenager has been reunited with her family. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Investigators could hardly contain their joy when they announced the safe recovery of Elizabeth Smart. Chip Burris is the special agent in charge of the Salt Lake City office of the FBI.
What a great day for the state of Utah, right? Darn right. Up there in that interview room, you've got a boatload of officers. You can't wipe the smiles off their face. They're so excited to have her back. I can't tell you how many times in the FBI we've conducted investigations where this has not been the outcome. We are so happy today that the outcome is that she's alive, she's back, and she looks good, and we're ready to move on with the investigation.
The investigation now focuses on Brian Mitchell, a transient who considers himself a preacher. Mitchell worked briefly for the Smarts. In October, Elizabeth's younger sister said she thought he might be the kidnapper. The sister had witnessed the abduction last June. She and her family knew Mitchell only by the name Emmanuel. Neither the family nor the police said anything publicly about Emmanuel until last month. He was eventually identified as Mitchell and photographs were circulated. Two people spotted him yesterday and called police. Earlier this week, the Smarts complained too little was being done to find Mitchell. Salt Lake City Police Chief Rick Dinsey defends the investigation.
You know, we didn't have a real clear understanding of who he was for a while. We had several descriptions. We had some drawings that were not compatible, but we knew we were looking for him and we did put it out as soon as we had a good drawing.
Police had focused much of their investigative energy on a former handyman for the Smarts, who died before his alleged connection to the kidnapping could be fully explored. Still, Elizabeth's father, Ed, praised police last night, but criticized Congress in an interview with KSL Television.
All of the children out there deserve to come home to their parents the way Elizabeth has come back to us. And I just hope and pray that Congress will quickly pass the Amber Alert so that those children will have a better chance. But I just am so grateful and so thankful. Thank you very much.
The relief in the family and the community comes with growing questions about the last 9 months. Elizabeth was found wearing a wig and veil, which hid her identity. Mitchell apparently dragged her around Salt Lake City and perhaps the country in that same costume. They even attended a party not far from the Smart home in September. Was she really held against her will? How did Mitchell keep her captive if he is indeed her kidnapper? Salt Lake City police say they're convinced Elizabeth Smart is a victim, but they've provided few details so far. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.